This is Earth and Sky. This year, scientists measuring Arctic sea ice found the least ice coverage in the Arctic seen since records have been kept starting about a century ago.
We spoke with Ted Scambos, lead scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado. Scambos and his colleagues used satellite data to find that Arctic sea ice shrank by almost 20% in contrast to the average area of Arctic sea ice coverage over the past 27 years.
So we think this is a fairly significant change, and having a 20% loss in sea ice is probably just the beginning of a long-term trend to getting to the point where eventually in summer we'll have no sea ice up in the Arctic Ocean.
We asked Scambos what to expect to happen to Arctic sea ice as this century progresses. He said that as the North Pole loses its ice cover, it'll absorb rather than reflect sunlight.
I think this is actually a more important, a more likely cause for concern than sea level rise, because we're able to adapt to sea level rise at the rates that it's likely to occur, a meter in a century. It's not that hard to get ready for. But with changes in the Arctic ice, we're unsure exactly what the weather systems will do in response to this big change in the Earth's energy balance.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.